You're listening to New Tnia. Cyborg cockroaches delivered injections in a rescue test. Australian researchers equipped giant cockroaches with steering electrodes, cameras, and miniature injectors, achieving a 72% overall delivery success rate in laboratory rescue tests. The biohybrid system could eventually reach trapped casualties, but it has only injected silicone targets and pigskin under controlled conditions. Australian engineers have turned giant burrowing cockroaches into remotely guided platforms that can locate a target and deliver an injection. The researchers call the system a paraborg, combining a living insect's mobility with cameras, electronics, and a human-triggered medical injector. The 30-second summary.
What happened?
A camera-carrying cockroach guided an operator, while a second insect navigated to a target and activated a miniature injector.
Why does it matter?
Insects can enter gaps in rubble that conventional rescue robots and people may not reach quickly.
What is the catch?
The work remains a laboratory proof of concept using silicone targets and pigskin, with no treatment delivered to a trapped person. Key number, the complete navigation and injection task succeeded in 72% of laboratory trials. Injection alone reached 95% when the insect started within 15 centimeters of the target. How the paraborg works. The team from the University of Queensland and University of New South Wales used North Queensland giant burrowing cockroaches, which grow to about 8.5 centimeters and are strong enough to carry centimeter-scale equipment. Electrodes implanted in the antennae prompt turns, while stimulation near sensory appendages at the rear encourages forward motion. An operator sends the commands rather than allowing the insect to make medical decisions autonomously. In the two-agent demonstration described in the peer-reviewed Advanced Science paper, an observer, insect carried a camera and provided a third-person view. A second carried the auto-injection mechanism. Operators guided the pair through checkpoints, positioned the injector, and triggered it only after reaching the launch area.
Why use an insect instead of a tiny robot?
Cockroaches already possess efficient legs, balance, obstacle handling, and a compact energy system. Engineers therefore add control and payloads without recreating every movement mechanically. The University of Queensland says the longer-term idea is a supervised swarm in which some insects map debris or carry environmental sensors while others transport medical equipment. The concept could complement machines built for rescue rather than replace them. New Tnia previously covered a spider-inspired robot boat designed to recover people from water. The paraborg targets a different constraint, moving through voids too narrow or unstable for a conventional robot. What the tests actually showed. The insects reached the designated navigation checkpoints in all reported trials, but positioning and injection reduced end-to-end success to 72%. Close-range injection performed better. According to Reuters, the experiments used silicone targets and pigskin. The insects were anesthetized during implantation, and their removable equipment did not shorten their reported lifespan after removal. Before we overstate the result, this was not a disaster deployment or a medical trial. Rubble can block radio signals, change the insect's path, and make sterile, correctly placed injections far harder. The two-insect design is also vulnerable if either agent fails. Any real use would require reliable communications, target confirmation, dose control, infection safeguards, ethical review and approval from rescue and medical authorities. What happens next? The researchers plan to improve positioning and move toward larger, redundant swarms. They estimate real emergency deployments could be 5 to 10 years away if field testing and resources progress. Until then, the meaningful achievement is narrower. A biohybrid rescue platform performed a remotely supervised medical action rather than merely carrying a sensor. Read the full article at newtnia.com.